Hey guys, Dr. Heimlich again. And on that last blog, when I was talking about diabetes and the correlation with that and Hashimoto's and low thyroid, I forgot to mention something. Now, whenever you get checked out to see if you have diabetes, and the reason I'm doing this is because it seems like every week someone comes in and asks me that question as far as, well, hey, my blood sugar looked okay, I guess that means I don't have diabetes, or they will say something to the effect that, how do you check for that? Well, one of the best ways to check for that is to have an HA1C done. It kind of takes a look and says, what's your blood sugar doing over the last 3 months? So that's a test to have done along with your regular fasting glucose. And remember, these tests, you should be fasting with them as well. And we're really... I strongly suggest that whenever you get those things done, you also get your lipids done, you get your CBC with auto differential and a complete metabolic panel too. You just want to kind of take a look at all those different types of things because everything in the body affects everything else. So whenever you're taking a look at stuff, you want to look at it as a whole. You don't want to just kind of piecemeal it together and just look at tiny little parts, because the body isn't just a bunch of little compartments. It's a whole. It's a whole living organism that's beautifully orchestrated and works with each other. So whenever we take a look to see, hey, is something not working quite the way it should, and something not functioning the way it should, we should take a look at everything all at once. Do a great examination, take a look at the blood work, and see what's happening throughout the entire body. Now, one of the classes that you take in school is called Lab Dye. Lab Dye is basically a class where they have you take a look and see all the different chemistry markers of the blood. Here's how our first day started out. Instructor put up on, it's been years ago, they didn't have PowerPoints then, they put up on the dry erase, you know, or not the even dry erase, what was that thing? Overhead projector, that's what they were called. Overhead projector, all the different things that were going on, so we all pull out our books. It's the first day we're looking through to see, hey, what's wrong with this person? He gave us, I think, like 50 minutes to go through. At the end of the time period, he said, okay, everyone, what's wrong with this person? Well, everyone in the room came to the consensus that there is absolutely nothing wrong with this person whatsoever, that all of their blood chemistry is normal, so therefore this person was healthy. And the teacher proceeded to say, hey, guess what? Everybody here flunks, because you can't just go off of a blood test. You have to use something called clinical prowess. You guys never asked anything about the history. This blood was drawn from a cadaver, someone who just had died. So the thing here is, you have to take a look at the blood, you have to look at all the blood, but you also need to make sure you, as a doctor, I guess it's for doctors out there, make sure you ask the questions and see what's going on with the history and see what's going on with the family history and take a look at the big picture of what's going on with the person, not just look at some numbers. Because you know, in here, we're big on, you know, why do I feel crummy if my lab tests come out normal? And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I guess maybe I've gotten a little bit off the subject. I was supposed to be talking about, you know, if you're going to get your blood test, you know, to see if you have blood sugar things, to get your HA1C tested as well as your glucose. So I got off on a little bit of tangent there, so I apologize about that, guys. I'm Dr. Heimlich. Thank you very much.